For decades, Australia's smallest freshwater fish, the red-finned blue-eye, has been teetering on the brink of extinction. But now the 3-centimetre-long fish has been given a fighting chance of survival thanks to a conservation program that's been breeding them in captivity. Ellie Grounds reports.
Okay, I'm just going to put some water in this bag before we catch any fish.
On this property in remote western Queensland, freshwater ecologist Dr. Pippa Kern is about to do something she's been working towards for more than 3 years.
This will just be so we can transport them safely.
Her precious cargo is dozens of red-finned blue-eye, a native fish found only in the Artesian Springs on Edgbaston Reserve, 2.5 hours northeast of Longreach.
So it's Australia's smallest freshwater fish. It grows to a maximum of about 3 centimetres, so about as big as a matchstick.
Discovered 30 years ago, it's become critically endangered because of an invasive species called Gambusia, dubbed the cane toad of the fish world by scientists.
And when they get into populations with red-finned blue-eye in them, they're really aggressive. They do fin nipping. They might predate on the eggs and the juveniles and eventually, actually pretty rapidly, just push those populations to extinction.
Graham Finson is the Queensland president of the Australia-New Guinea Fishers Association.
And then slowly but surely, as people visited them, as the scientific community visited them and started analysing them, they were, instead of being in 12 springs, they were in 10, then in 9, then in 8, then in 7, so on and so forth, till they were down to one spring.
Dr. Pippa Kern, who works for conservation group Bush Heritage, says when the organisation bought Edgbaston in 2008, things were looking dire.
We were really just looking to stop the extinction happening. Like the species was really on a knife edge and we needed to just implement some measures to make sure that we didn't lose that species.
Over 13 years, fish have been moved from one spring to another to create new populations. And now the captive breeding program has released some of the tiny fish into the wild for the first time.
All right, so the water temperature in the bag's now the same as in the spring, so we're going to let these fish go into their new habitat.
The red-finned blue-eye is just one of more than 24 species, including 11 types of snails and around a dozen plants that live nowhere else in the world. With the fish the top predator in that ecosystem, Graham Finson says it was vital it was saved.
We can't put hand on our heart and say, it's only a fish, who cares? It's not just this one little thing, it's a whole interconnected community of unique little springs that we risk losing that whole interconnected little ecosystem.
The red-finned blue-eye's numbers have now soared to around 3,000. And Graham Finson is confident Australia's tiniest freshwater fish is getting closer to being saved.
And then coming back later in 1, 2, 3 years' time and seeing now there's 200 fish in there, 300 fish in there, 500 fish in there. It just makes me so happy and I'm kind of getting goosebumps.
Queensland President, the Australian New Guinea Fishers Association, Graham Finson, ending Ellie Grounds' report.